Hello, loves. Welcome to the Live Your Freedom Now podcast. I'm Megan Colleen Johnson, and this podcast is dedicated to discussing dominant cultural narratives and beliefs, what I call dominant dogma, how this keeps you from thriving in life and business, and how to overcome that dogma by living your freedom now. While this path sounds clean and straightforward, the truth is, life and being human is messy. So around here, we value the both and. We'll hold space for where you're at and honor the freedom you'd like to see and feel within yourself. Hit subscribe to stay updated. And for more information about me, my work, and to download my free Claim Your Freedom Now journal guide and ecotherapy meditation, head to megscolleen.com. That's megscolleen.com. Hello, hello, free thinker. Welcome to this episode of the Live Your Freedom Now podcast. As a heads up, you are tuning in during a time, the months of November and December 2022, when I have decided to take a break from writing for the podcast. That said, this episode is a replay of a past episode, so you may hear invitations into programs and freebies that are no longer available on my site. So, in this brief introduction, I wanted to let you know what is available right now. I have two things available on my site for you. The first is a free ecotherapy meditation, and the second is I am accepting one-on-one coaching clients right now. You can access and learn more about these two things at my website, megscolleen.com, and I hope you enjoy this episode replay. As always, freedom is yours. I did it. So can you. Today, I am writing to you from my front porch swing. I have a soft white blanket wrapped around my legs to keep me warm as the temperature is still rising for the day. I also have a thermos of matcha on the little table next to me, and cars are driving past as folks are heading off to begin their day. Additionally, due to the louder noise, I have my headphones in while I'm listening to a calming playlist of French acoustic music, a favorite of mine while I'm reading or writing. For folks listening, you can tune into this playlist via the show notes available on megscolleen.com. As we enter into this space, this conversation together, I invite you to also pause, take a moment, and attune to your surroundings. No matter what is going on around you, no matter who is going on around you, just simply pause. Notice the colors, the textures, the light, and the shadows. Not judging anything, simply noticing. Before we dive into today's episode, I'm so excited to let you know that my Creative Business Accelerator On My Terms is open for enrollment from April 1st through May 31st. This space is for you if you are ready to hand back the shoulds and the musts that have seized control of your business to reclaim your vision and run your business on your terms. I only host this program one time per year, and to celebrate this enrollment period, I also have my Integral Sales and Marketing Masterclass available for free on my website. Ready to learn more and access the free masterclass? Head to megscolleen.com now. All right, let's dive in. Today, our focus is discussing the dominant dogma, I did it, so can you. And I'm going to warn you now that we are largely honing in on how this is a dominant and toxic dogma within the coaching field specifically. Truth be told, this dominant dogma boils my blood in a unique way because I believe it's one of the leading factors that has cultivated a negative perspective of coaching in mainstream culture. It's a dogma that is often wielded by coaches who are teaching money-making practices and how to run a small business. Much like other dominant dogma, this message preys off of the vulnerable, i.e. those needing money and relatively fast business success, and creates a hierarchy between the seller and the purchaser, upholding power over structures and creating microcosms of domination. Coaches often unconsciously buy into this dominant dogma, sharing a message of, I had the success, now I'm teaching you my quote-unquote secret so you can do the same. This message is usually shared without any recognition of privilege or how most humans have wildly different journeys to success and thriving. Additionally, I see this dominant dogma shared most frequently by young coaches with 1 or 2 years of business experience who are suddenly positioning themselves as experts, self-proclaiming that they are skilled and educated enough to support businesses of all kinds to rise the ranks of success, of course informed by their 1 year of rapid growth. Unfortunately, despite my own experience with marketing manipulation and the business world, when I first entered the coaching and consulting field a few years back, I also fell prey to this messaging. Twice, in fact. I poured over $10,000 into coaches who promised they would be like a silent partner, helping and supporting me every step of the way, providing new frameworks unique to my business and needs, offering consultation and connections to launch my business forward. I want to get more specific here because I believe this dominant dogma of I did it, so can you, can be difficult to spot at times. I know it was for me, and as a 3-5 in human design, I have tried all the things, and I would love to help you spot the red flags that I didn't see then, but that have now resulted in deeper awareness and the hiring of absolutely incredible coaches and team members who actually run their businesses congruently. Let's dive in. One of my first business coaches had actually been in their industry for over 15 years. They had wild success, multiple business endeavors in fields including tech, e-commerce, and creative media. I deeply admired them, and because of past engagement with them, as soon as their coaching offering went live, despite its high price point, I figured it out, and I was in. What I didn't realize is that this was their very first time ever coaching and consulting. They had taught some specific tutorials and workshops, but coaching and consulting, never. On top of that, most of their past creations did not rely on their physical presence for training, calls, and office hours. So when it came time to be coached, I found myself listening to their voicemail. Once, twice, 3 times. Each time, I was later told my session had not been confirmed and I needed to rebook and wait for confirmation. After 2 months of no access to calls and promised trainings that were not within the program portal, I reached out to a lawyer and was thankfully able to get half of my money back. Okay, let's talk about business coach example number 2. This coach was unique in that they actually spoke directly to topics I felt passionate about: privilege in business, not using social media as your only marketing tool, marketing with soul and integrity, and the truth that business success is nuanced, just like humans are nuanced. I thought I hit the jackpot. Signing on, the first few sessions were a dream. I felt supported, was offered some resources on how to get to know myself better as a business owner. But somewhere along the way, things shifted. Instead of tools and insights I could utilize in business, the coach directed our conversation to current world events. Sessions became seemingly cultivated for venting and processing. When I asked questions about business, I often found myself hearing the same message I heard everywhere else. Here is my exact social media strategy. Use this. Followed by, take the messaging right from my sales page. It works. And so on. It became clear to me, while their marketing shared nuance and integrity, behind the curtain was the same toxic energy. I did it. So can you. Following these experiences, 4 and 2 years later, respectively, I have crafted 3 key tips to help you market your business with integrity, coaching or otherwise, and purchase with alignment and consent. 3 tips to sell and market with integrity. 1. Ensure alignment with your products and/or services for both you and the customer entering the exchange. Both of my negative business coaching experiences lacked this alignment. Neither coach crafted offerings that were aligned with what they were truly educated and experienced to offer, nor what they were prepared to provide. As you evaluate this for yourself, notice, what skills and giftings do I have that give me the ability to offer this product or service? Who, specifically, will resonate with these skills and giftings the most? Am I prepared to provide these skills and giftings? 2, be transparent with your education, with what is provided, how much it costs, and any additional terms and expectations. Again, both of my negative coaching experiences lacked transparency in education and the details of what I would receive through our agreement. While the price was shared clearly, many other details were not. Specifics on dates, times, how I should communicate, etc. As you evaluate this for yourself, notice, am I transparent about my education and experience? Am I clear on what my deliverables are for each of my offerings or products? Am I clear on my pricing and my terms and conditions? 3, invite consent, agreement between both parties to engage in this reciprocal relationship. These are your hell yeses. In regards to my 2 experiences shared today, consent was actually not present because clear boundaries and transparency were not present. So first, check off those points of 1 and 2. Additionally, I have noticed for many new small business owners, before lack of transparency becomes an issue, spaciousness becomes an issue. What I mean is a need for your business to provide for you before it's ready. When this happens and you rely on your business to provide for you before it's able, it often results in scarcity and grasping for clients to say yes. Then, the more you need your business to provide before it can, the easier it is to slide into misaligned offers and less than transparent marketing that provides you a paycheck. As you evaluate this for yourself, notice, am I creating a spacious invitation that allows people to freely say yes or no? How can I more deeply ground into this spaciousness and consent? Many brand new small business owners actually need a part-time job or an extra freelance gig on the side in order to create spaciousness and consent within client engagement. Meet your needs outside of your business first, then as it grows, give it more of the financial responsibility. This helps to remove the temptation to buy into manipulative sales tactics, misaligned offers, and a lack of transparency in your education and experience. And that is what I want to leave you with today. Additionally, from April 1st through May 31st, my Creative Business Accelerator is open for enrollment. To live into what I just taught you, you can access full disclosure of the program details, cost breakdowns, times and dates of our sessions, and download the terms and conditions on my website, all before you ever even apply. You can also read about my education and experience, including over 10 years of running my own small businesses, a bachelor's degree in graphic design, 8+ years of experience working in the design and marketing fields, multiple coaching certifications and trainings, and so much more. This space is for you if you are ready to hand back the shoulds and the musts that have seized control of your business to reclaim your vision and run your business on your terms. You started your business to thrive, to experience more fulfillment, and to live free. I'm here to help you do that. Head to megscolleen.com to learn more and reserve your spot today. Please note that I accept a maximum of 9 individuals per intake, and spaces are filled on a first-come, first-serve basis. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. All right, I'll see you right back here next week. Thank you for joining me for another Live Your Freedom Now podcast episode. If you enjoyed this episode, I'm always so grateful for a 5-star rating, and you can learn more about me, my work, and download my free Claim Your Freedom Now journal guide and ecotherapy meditation at megscolleen.com. That's megscolleen.com. I'll see you next time, and as always, freedom is yours.